Calling farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning. Today, we look at measures being taken by the government to deal with the water problem. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that, to that, to that.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Water scarcity, a result of insufficient rainfall, is a major threat to the agricultural sector. Inadequate rainfall can be caused from human activities, including the cutting down of trees.
Over the years, some unscrupulous persons have cut down trees, decimated our watersheds, and polluted our water sources. What this means is that the already serious water supply situation we are experiencing will most likely worsen.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. In the agricultural sector, a shortage of water means restricted plant growth, among other things. During this period, plowing and weeding become difficult for farmers. It can also restrict farmers from using fertilizers and pesticides needed for proper plant growth. All this can cause a major drop in agricultural production. In an effort to aid this sector, Minister Pickersgill says 40 water trucks have been deployed to the areas most affected by drought.
In response, we have redeployed 40 trucks, several of them to the most critical areas such as Clarendon and our breadbasket parish, St. Elizabeth, where farmers are reeling under the drought. These trucks will continue to service these areas until normal rainfall is restored.
Resources have also been allocated to parish councils to facilitate the trucking of water.
We have also provided an allocation to the parish councils and to the members of parliament to deal with the trucking of water.
The Rural Water Supply Limited will also be continuing its program of upgrading and rehabilitating the 445 existing storage tanks island-wide.
Already, we have completed just over 70 of the 282 catchment tanks island-wide. In addition, it is our intention to repair 100 systems under the tank and pump program.
Minister Pickersgill says the country must embrace rainwater harvesting as an important part of water security efforts now and for the future.
I firmly believe that this is the route we must take in face of climate change impacts, which will intensify drought conditions.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
The proverb for this morning is rain a fall but not it tough. Translation: it is raining, however, the ground remains hard and dry. This means that on the surface, everything seems okay, but in reality, it's not. That's where we end this morning's program. Join me again next time. Until then, please feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or becoming a friend on Facebook. With studio engineer Prince Moore, I am Camilla Guthrie for producer Evadne Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.